Okay, we didn't really add to the Ma'amar Kremis because we're going to finish off last week's sugi, which we didn't even get into the Maisar HaKteris at all. Just wanted to clarify before we go on to Maisar HaKteris, just to put it together. The main Yisayid we got clear last week, we were discussing, primarily our focus was on the concept of Bi'erei Konas. If you recall, the Gemara brought down that if you bring in the Keteres, Shaloi Kedin, Chisu Achad Kol Saneho, you leave go one of the Simonim, so you Chayv Nisa. That's the Gemara. Rashi brings down was Bi'erei Konas. Chiv is also Bi'erei Konas. The Prav, which basically means you're going into Kodesh, not for any purpose. Problem is that we had the Gemara in Yuma that refuted that. The Gemara in Yuma said it can't be Bi'erei Konas. The Gemara actually said that we're talking about a case where you're coming into the Beis HaMikdash with another Keteres. That's Roy Fakhtara. And therefore, there's no Bi'erei Konas. So how could Rashi say that the reason why Yechayev is on Bi'erei Konas when the Gemara itself says that's not the concept? That was one issue. And the other issue we were dealing with was all the Rishonim were all that it doesn't dafka have to be these Yud Aleph Samamonim precisely, and that it's not Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim dafka these Yud Aleph Samamonim. So then, in fact, when you substitute it and you do other Samamonim, then why you put them? This is Roy to break Torahs from it. So you should be Chayev. Even if you didn't do it in this type of way, the Keteres is exactly the way it was brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Those were two separate issues that we were dealing with. The Yisoid that we came up with, Lamaisa, was that the concept here of Bi'erei Konas is not literal what Bi'erei Konas normally means, but it's an analogy to Bi'erei Konas, because Isser Bi'erei Konas is abusing the Beis HaMikdash. Abusing the Mokum. And as we explained by Riches last week, there's two types of Chilul to be Chayev when you go into the Beis HaMikdash. One is Chilul Avoida, where the Chilul is happening through the type of Avoida you're doing, like Pigul. Pigul is not called Chilul HaMikdash. The Chilul is Avoida, and a person could be Chayev because he was Machalal the Korban. And then there's something called, let's say, Baal HaMikdash Betum, Chayev Chorus for that. That's not a chilul avoida. You're not doing any avoida. You're just coming into the Beis HaMikdash Betumah. That's clearly chilul amokum. And what we were trying to bridge the gap last week was that when you bring Keteres to the Beis HaMikdash, Shaloi Kedin, so what you're actually doing is you're chayev for that reason. You're chayev for abusing the Mikdash in that way. And that's why you're chayev, because you're abusing the makom. And that's called, in other words, even though, in spite of the fact that you had another keteres, so you had a reason to come in, that's the chiddush over here by keteres, that entering the Beis HaMikdash in such a way, to be makter a keteres, which is chosa, we look at each haktara as a separate bia. That's the way we will makter it. You're using the Beis HaMikdash in the way it would be used for Keteres, Shaloi Kedin. And since you're using it in a way that it would normally done Shaloi Kedin, that's why you're Chayev. So when Rashi says Bi'erei Konas, what he means basically is, and that's what the Gemara in Yuma means, is that the Torah created a new kind of Bi'erei Konas. Normally Bi'erei Konas means you came in literally empty-handed. And here there's a new kind of Bi'erei Konas. Coming in to do Keteres with a keteres that's not kosher. And that's also called a Bi'erei Konas. That's equivalent to a Bi'erei Konas. Of using the Beis HaMikdash for what would be called keteres Shaloi Kedin.
Would this fall under the same concept of somebody bringing Chulun Vazorah, the same thing?
Yes. Yes, but Chulun Vazorah is not a chiv of Bi'erei Konas. But it's
no, but the same concept of Mashallah Bishalay is also actually Bishalach
is also. Yes. But Chulun Bazor is even Chulun Bazor is even if you don't go Bifnim, Chulun Bazor is a Chiv even in the Azorah.
Right.
And that's some old is deraisa, and some old chulin bazor is lav deraisa. That's a much lower level issur. Here we're dealing with a higher level. You're going with nim. And there's an issur of bir ekonis. The azorah, you don't have such a thing as a bir ekonis. Yeah, but I'm saying that is even the azorah. Here we're dealing with going beyond the azorah. And then there's a new level of bir ekonis. That's the concept. So what we were suggesting, possibly, was that when you come into the Beis HaMikdash with the Ketores, in a way that it's not, no, this is the part that we didn't have a chance to finish, was how did we get around the whole thing. We went into Baal Tosif, and if you do a mitzvah without a bracha, it's not Baal Tosif, even though the bracha is only the Rabbanan, and Kavon is only the Rabbanan. But still we said, since you're not doing the mitzvah the way it's normally done, that already downgrades it, that it's not called you're doing it the way it's normally done. Hu adin v'hu atam, by Ketores, if you don't do it in a way that the Ketores is normally done, so that's also not called mefatam es haketores. Because you're not, it's the same idea. In other words, when you go ahead and you make the Ketores like it was done in the Beis HaMikdash, not for the purpose of Ketores, it's the same thing. It's abusing the Ketores, which is supposed to be done, the formula, which is supposed to be done for the Beis HaMikdash, you're abusing that formula by making it the same formula outside. So once there's a visible, once it's visible, that this is not the way Ketores is normally brought bifnim, so already that's not called abusing the format of the Ketores, even though technically this could have been kosher. But the perception of it makes that that's not called an abuse of the Ketores, because really what you're abusing is the Ketores the way it's done in the Beis HaMikdash. And once this is not the way the Ketores is normally done, and this is not lamaisa the way they bring the Ketores, even though it would have been kosher if they would have wanted to bring it, but this is not the metzias the way it's brought, and then that flows with the whole sugya Amud Beis, which is the machlokes tanoim, how they used to be mefatam the Ketores of Beis HaMikdash. Did they only do it for the whole year? Did they also do it by the day? And the Gemara equates, if they normally made the Ketores by the day, then if you make it that amount, you're also chayev. And that's also a pella. Because l'chari, even the opinion holds that the normal way they did it was for the whole year, it would be kosher if you made it just for the day. It would be kosher. The Teretz says, but since that's not the way it's normally done, so visually, this doesn't look like you're creating a formula which would be used in the Beis HaMikdash. Now you're not abusing the formula. The abuse of the formula is taking a formula which is normally would go in this way, and you're abusing it. So again, we look at what you're doing as you're being mevaza the havoas haketores. So you got to do it in a way that it appears that this would have been something that would have gone in, and you're doing it not for that purpose. That's how. Okay. Now we go to Moshe HaKetores. The Gemara continues. It said, "Ein machnisim meraglayim lemikdash mebnei hakohat." So the Gemara proves from here that the normal way to make the Ketores was inside. Because if they made the Ketores on the outside, then it wouldn't be an issue. What's the problem of bringing Meir HaGlayim? It says, you can't bring from Meir HaGlayim because they machlis to Meir HaGlayim. So the Gemara says, Misayale l'Rab Yosi b'Rab Chanina. The Omar Kodeshi, 9 lines from the bottom of Omar Halev, Rav Omar Halev. Kodeshi, Kodesh Ti Elohim, Kol Maaseh Lo Yehu Ela BaKodesh. The Maaseh HaKetores is done Bifnim BaKodesh. Some hold that this means that it was done Bifnim BaKodesh, so the Ketores actually had Kedushas HaGuf before they put it into the Kalishot. It already had a Kedushas HaGuf. It was done Bifnim. And this is, there's an opinion in the Gemara in Shavuos that they use the Machteshes, the actual grinder, was a machteshes of Kodesh, it was a klisharas, the actual machteshes. The Gemara says, how could that be? Meisvei. Hamakdish nechosov. Somebody is makdish his property. Stam makdish is lebedek abayis. Stam, when you makdish something, it's for bedek abayis. Goes to the treasury. For all you bought vorem ruim le kabonis atzibur. And you have things that are roy for kabonis atzibur. So now we want to use it for a carbon sebor. Now we can't use it for a carbon sebor because the carbon sebor has to come from the trumas halushke. All the carbonis sebor have to come from the public treasury. So you have a problem. This guy donated as a yochid, as an individual. So it can't be. So what's the etzin? Yinosnu le'umnan b'schora. What you do is you take the people that are working in the Beis HaMikdash, you give it to them as their profit, and then you can take it back. We'll see later how they did that. They would buy it from the umnin later on. Hani dvorim horuuyim mainin. What are we talking about? If you're talking about a behemah v'chayah, tonalai. If it says yenis shmona muslasa, tonalai. We have that. Elav, it's talking about k'teris. It must be going ahead to talk about k'teris. Now, if it's talking about k'teris, you see that the k'teris was made from chulin. It must be made from chulin. Because if you're going to tell me the k'teris is only kosher if it's bifnim, how in the world did a guy donate k'teris? It's not shaykh. By the fact that it says that a guy donated something which is royal mizbeach, which we narrow down to mean k'teris, that means that k'teris is not done bifnim. K'teris is not done in the Beis HaMikdash. Done bachutz. A guy could go and donate ready-made k'teiros to the Beis HaMikdash. Omer Rabbi Shaya, no, this is the case here. Ba'oison hanitenes le'umnin b'schor. This is talking about the k'teiros that was actually made in the Beis HaMikdash, and then it was given as payment to the workers of the Beis HaMikdash. And now they donated it. Now it was donated. In other words, we're trying to figure out a case. How could an individual have access to k'toris? If k'toris is only made bifnim, so no individual would ever have access to k'toris. So it wouldn't work. So how did it work? That's the Gemara's kash. The Gemara says the way an individual had access was, this was extra k'toris. And the extra k'toris they gave to the workers that worked the Beis HaMikdash as payment. And now they donated it. That's how an individual had access to the k'toris.
Says the Gemara, the Tanya. Moitza k'toris maya yisimbo. What did they do with the leftover k'toris? Mafishan esus men eschara umnin. They would separate schara umnin. Now this was a double process. They didn't do it in one shot. Simply, they would just give the k'toris to the workers. They couldn't do that. What they did was they took the k'toris, the extra k'teris from the previous year. They took the amount of money that they need to pay the workers, and they redeemed the k'teris onto the money, and then they gave the k'teris to the workers. That was the process. So that way they're giving chulin to the umnin, and now they buy it back from the umnin. U'mechal noisa al moisa umnin. And then the noisa noisa umnin b'schorah. Then they give it to the umnim b'schara. The choizrin v'loikchen oisei mitrum achadosh. That's the case. So this is how the Gemara works out the whole situation here. Maskev of Yosef v'kulu moisris toni, it says clearly choizrin v'loikchen oisei mitrum achadosh. And over here by this case where it says a guy donated, it doesn't say choizrin v'loikchen. V'ocholoi toni, elam av Yosef v'tum ba'achar misam moni akteris. We're not talking about... We answered our original question. Our original question was, how did an individual have access to k'toris if it was done bifnim? And the answer is, the guy didn't donate the formula. He donated one of the samamonim. He donated one of the fragments that was used in the k'toris. That's what he donated. Tanu Rabbanan, k'toris says, Nasa Shesach Moneh was made with 368 minim, Shesach Kenegedim Esachama, Shloisha minim Yisayim, the extra three money were for the Kohen Gadol, that he would fill up his Moreh Chofna v'yom HaKippurim. V'ashah nitenes l'umnin b'schorah. Kedesanya, Moshe HaKteres, Ma'ayor Isimbo, Ma'afrishim o'schara umnin. Same thing. They would redeem it on the money they would pay the workers. Okay. Okay, so what's very difficult here to understand, so basically the Gemara is saying that there was Moisra Akteris, and this was the way an individual would have technically access to Akteris. There was Moisra Akteris every year, and that's because they had extra money. First of all, they had the extra 3 money, plus Tosfos points out in Shavuos, since they made it yearly, they made it based on the Jewish calendar, even though they made enough for the solar calendar, which a whole cheshbon on its own why they did that, so there was always going to be left over. Stam, you have the additional days. You have the 11 extra days from the solar over the lunar. And you have the extra money that we talk about, the Moisrach Terrace. And that left over, they would give the workers. Now, what's very strange is that the Gemara is saying it had to be this dual process. They couldn't give the Keteris to the workers. What they had to do was redeem the extra Keteris. That's what the Gemara says. They took the money that they would pay the workers. Let's say they owe the workers $100,000. They put aside the $100,000. They redeem the Keteris with that money. Now they take the money, the Keteris, and they give the Keteris to the worker. And now they take the money that has now, that took off the Kedusha from the Keteris, and they buy the Keteris. So really, this is like a sivuv that doesn't seem to be necessary. Why don't they just take the Keteris? Two possible things they could do. And one creates a problem with the next step. Because why didn't they just simply give the Keteris to the workers? Take the Keteris. Give it to the workers. You're anyway giving the workers at the end of the day the money that was redeemed from the Keteris, you're giving to the workers.
It has to be redeemed.
Right?
You,
in other words, you're giving the workers anyway, the end of the day, you're giving the workers hektish. You're giving the workers hektish.
But it's redeemed hektish.
No. Because when you go and buy the redeemed hektish from the worker, what are you giving the worker? Hektish money. You're basically going through a circle here. What you're doing is you're taking the Moisrach Terrace, you're redeeming it, so now you have money that has Kedusha. Right? Now, you give the workers the Keteris, that's clean like you're saying, it's clean Keteris. And now you take the money, and with the money you buy the Keteris.
Maybe you're...
So what are you doing now? You're taking that money that has Kedusha now, and you're giving that to the worker. The end of the day, you're giving the worker hektish. At the end of the day. And somehow, that hektish that you give the worker turns chul. That's for sure. Because otherwise, what does the worker do? What in the world does a worker do with $100,000 of hektish? Obviously, when you give the worker the money, now that money transfers turns into chul. Which is what the Gemara in Shavuos calls hektish mischal al avoida. Okay? So obviously, somehow that money that you give the worker now becomes chulin. And he can use it now where he could buy a car with it. He could buy a house with it.
Yeah,
it's chulin.
Last step is like a redemption.
Yeah.
So it's like a redemption. The last step is a redemption. That's its purpose. The last step is a redemption as opposed to calling it a sale.
Again, you're basically what you're doing is we have to learn that there's no way to begin. You have to learn that when you take hektish and you pay the worker with it, somehow it becomes chum. That needs clarity, why that is. The Gemara in Shavuos brings down two dais. It's also, we spoke about this in Me'ilah briefly. There are two reasons why the money turns into chum. Either you hold like Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva holds in Kol HaShas, hekdish mischalel al ha'avodah. Hekdish mischal avoida, which basically means, if you want to look the way it is, you know, if you delay payment to a worker, you chayev a bal tolin, right? You owe a bal tolin for delaying. What happens if you give a tailor a suit to make? There's no bal tolin. The olden days, the old style of making a suit, you went to a tailor, you gave him material, and the tailor would make a suit for you. You pay the tailor $100 to make the suit. There's no Baal Tohum. Why is there no Baal Tohum? Because Uman koine b'shevach kli. Because when the Uman makes something, al pi halacha, he is koine the increased value that that object has incurred. So if he takes a piece of material that's worth $100, and now by making it into a suit it's worth $500, he became a shutif in that material. And therefore, he's holding on to his schar. When a guy goes and he works for you for a day, collecting garbage, he wasn't coining anything. Okay, so therefore, if you don't pay him at the end of the day, it's schar poil by you. You're even about tolling. Because you're holding on to the schar poil. But umen koine b'shevach kli, so he's holding on to the schar poil. It's more like you're redeeming it. When you come to the tailor and you pay him, you're really not paying him for the suit. You're buying him out. I'm not talking about whatever arrangements you made. But al pi halacha, you're buying it out, buying him out. So that's why there's no baal tolan. Because he owns that. The Chidah has a fascinating pshat. He says, why do we find that Rishoyim, they get reward in this world, it says. And Tzaddikim, they get reward in the next world. Most of Klai Yisrael get reward in the next world. He says, why is that? The Chidah says. So he says, a great idea. He says, to Rufus HaRosh, he asked Rabbi Akiva, how does Rabbi Shalom pay people back in the next world? The Abishter should be over Baal Tolan. Delaying schapula. This turuf is a roshes kasha to Rabbi Akiva. Says a chidor, no kasha. He says, when you do a mitzvah, you change. Uman koina b'shevach kli. So you have the mile. Says there's no baal tolan. He says, but a rosh of the Gemara says the mitzvah is only mi b'chutz. They don't change from the mitzvah. So by them, there's a baal tolan if they don't get schar b'hayal. So they have to get schar b'hayal. But in Lomdus, that's the way it is. So the way it works, L'choira is a worker who works in the Beis HaMikdash. He's koine b'shevach kli. So now, that added value that happened in the Beis HaMikdash, that added melocha, that improvement, is technically the Uman's. So now, the money that you pay the Uman is mischalel on the work. That's the pshat. Hektish mischalel avoida. What's the pshat? The pshat is, the worker, let's say, made a $100,000 improvement to the Beis HaMikdash. So when you pay him the $50,000, it's, how does the money become chum? It's mischalel al avoida, because that added improvement that he did to the Beis HaMikdash, that's his. That's posha pshat. The man de Omar ben Azai, if you hold, ain't hektish mischalel al avoida. The lomdus is that even though by a hedyet, if you create something, you become a shutif by hektish, it doesn't work that way. Hashem holds some lawyer, you can't become a shutif with the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, ein hektish is mechal avoid. The Gemara says either way, if you hold hektish is mechal avoid or hektish is ein mechal avoid. The bottom line is it becomes chulin. Either it becomes chulin in lomdus, because the hektish goes on to the work that he created, or it's a Tanai Bezdin that it becomes chulin. But whatever it is, when you pay the worker, it becomes chulin. That there's nothing to discuss. That has to be. So if that's the case, what do we have to go through the process of taking the k'toros and redeeming the k'toros onto the money that we're going to pay the uman, the hektish money, and then taking that money and giving it to the poil, and then that money turns chulin because it's yotze l'chulin through his work? Just give him the k'toros. Just go ahead and give him the k'toros. That should do it.
Whose money was that? When you did the transfer,
Lishka. That's clear. That's a Mishnah in Shkolim. That the Schar Umdin comes from the Trumas HaLishka. They took the amount of money that they would normally take from the Lishka to pay the Uman.
Still owed by Hektish.
They designated that as Schar Umdin. Then they take the k'toros, they transfer it onto that. Then it's the Torah is chulin, they give that to the worker, and then they take the Kodesh money, that's Kodesh for two reasons. It's Kodesh, number one, because it's Lishka money. Lishka money is not chulin money. Lishka money is Kodesh money. Cashier money in Beis HaMikdash, it's Kodesh money. It's Kodesh because it's Lishka money. It's additionally Kodesh because it absorbed the Kedusha that was on the Keteris. Now they take that Kodesh money, they give it to the Uman, and they buy back the Keteris. Now, what does the Uman do with that super Kedusha money? That's Lishka plus Keteris money. It's Chulin. Exactly.
And meanwhile, the problem is giving a Keteris to a woman, he can go into the bank and say, he can't touch it.
Why?
Because it's actually, there's no fat. He can't touch it. He can't touch it. It's packaged. It all goes down to boys for scholarship.
Laser, talk Lomdische Sprach, which is normally your Sprach. Right? What do you mean? It's hectic. Why can't you call the Kedushas dumb? So Yidl is a radical, even though in a minute he'll back off and say, I never said it. He's trying to say this Kedushas Haguf here. He's trying to boost your taina. He's saying the Torah has Kedushas Haguf. And the money only has Kedushas Damim. That's what he's trying to say. Now, but he knows better than that. He knows, after going through Maseches Meila and Tmur and all the Gans Kotchim, he knows that you can't redeem Kedushas Haguf. So if the Keteris actually had Kedushas Haguf,
that's why you have to buy it back
again. If the Keteris has Kedushas Haguf, you cannot transfer the Kedusha from the Keteris onto the Lishka money. So the whole thing would be stupid. So for an intelligent person, that doesn't make sense. Because lazy, you understand what we're saying? If the Keteris maintains its Kedushas, if Moisra Keteris, either it has Kedushas Haguf or it has Kedushas Damim. There is no other lashon to use here. Either it has Kedushas Haguf or it has Kedushas Damim. If it has Kedushas Haguf, you can't redeem it. So you could, if you take the Lishka money and you redeem it, it's nonsense. It's not doing anything. You follow? Because you can't remove the Kedushas Haguf off the Keteris if it has Kedushas Haguf. So if it doesn't have Kedushas Haguf, then it has Kedushas Damim exactly like the Kedusha of the Lishka. Precisely like the... So then, Vaita, what are you doing? It's what are you doing or what are you doing?
You're doing something different. You're causing that you shouldn't be nirsha.
It's definitely different.
Yeah, you're causing that they shouldn't be nirsha with the Keteris. By creating this extra process, you don't want them to be nirsha.
Also, it's all done as a drabonon.
It's not just the second Keteris. If you need Kedushas Damim, that's on Keteris, and it's the place we do. Something has to take it away. The only thing that loses Kedusha is Moed.
Why? Why? The Gemara says the reason why Kedusha's Damim, the Kedusha goes off, is because it gets redeemed onto the Malacha. And you could do that with anything. All Kedusha's Damim is redeemable.
Not just money.
Not just money. Just the opposite. Just the opposite. Money is a whole problem to redeem.
Where's Kedusha's Damim redeemed onto Malacha?
Normally you can't redeem money. Maaser Sheni money. Right, Nechem? You can't redeem Maaser Sheni money. I care. Money is harder to redeem. I that's why I'm not getting what's being said here. I mean, if it has Kedushas Damim, then it's redeemable. It's redeemable with money, and it's redeemable with Malacha. There's no difference. If it doesn't have Kedushas Damim, it has Kedushas Haguf, it's not redeemable. And not redeemable means money won't get it off the Kedusha, and Malacha won't get the Malacha off the Kedusha. Doesn't work. If you tell me that's why they buy it back, so how are they allowed to give it to him to begin with? And what happens if the woman says no?
He doesn't have a choice
yet. Oh, really? That would be a mekach toyes. This belongs to the woman. The woman could go now be mekadosh an ish if he wants to make an exotic kiddushin with k'toyes. He could be mekadosh an ish with this. And then they'll have to buy it back from the lady. It's his money. That's the whole concept here. What are we trying to do here, Yidl? We're not playing games. We're trying to create a situation where the Keteris belongs to the Uman, and now we go fresh, clean slate, We take Lishka, new Lishka money, that's the whole thing we're trying to accomplish, and buy it back from this guy. It's his. It's not Kedusha anymore. It's his.
It can't be sold with it tonight.
Sold with it tonight? I don't know what you're talking about. It's Chulin. It's Chulin. It's Chulin, David.
But it could be
Could you give it to an Uman on Tanai? Absolutely not. You owe the Uman money, that's Tanai free. You can't make any Tanayim with the Uman. If you have a worker that does work for you and then you want to pay him back with Tanayim, you can't make a Tanai. The worker could say, I want something without Tanayim. You owe me money. It's up to him. Fine. He's Elchid. He'll sell it back to the Beis Hamikdash too. He won't be Mekadesh Yeshua. The bottom line is it's Chulin. That's all I'm saying. It's Chulin. The Ktiris is Chulin. I don't know where you're going. Where are you going? Is it Chulin by the Uman? Yes or no? Again, is it Chulin by the Uman? Yes? Yes, okay, so where are you going?
It will ultimately be used.
Fine, Gavala. Mazel Tov.
Money is made to be used to purchase things.
And why can't Chulin?
Ktiris ultimately has to be used for Ktiris.
That's not true. Kodesh Ktiris has to be used for Ktiris. Chulin Ktiris doesn't have to be used for Ktiris. Use whatever you want with it. But it was redeemed. You just told me it turned into Chulin.
Yeah, but you can't redeem it unless it's going to ultimately be used.
Did it become Chulin?
Similar to the Hamas.
Did it become Chulin? To what?
To the process.
Is it Chulin, yes or no?
Chulin.
Okay, so that's all. I don't know what you want. So it's Chulin because it got redeemed. Whatever Chinoim you want, you could do that with the money too. I don't know what you want. And based on minutes, you could do, you know the Maisa with the Ragashova? There was an American rabbi sitting by the Ragashova. I went to visit him. And a Yid came in for a brocha. So the Ragashova told him, the Ragashova wasn't quick to give brochas. He said, "Chevnishkin brachas." So this American rabbi sitting by the Ragatov, he said, "Rabbi, I'm sure you know the Gemara, the Alti Birchas Hedyot Kalbeinach, even a Hedyot Kalvachomer you." So the Ragatov said, "But you could do it without the Kalvachomer. Why do I have to give a bracha? You could do bracha without the Kalvachomer. Without the Kalvachomer. All right. So Lemaisa, what do you need a Tanai for? They could." Now you're telling me they give the Ktiris to the woman, they make Tanoim Mises. If the Ktiris is redeemable, which you're all agreeing it is, because otherwise it won't turn into Chulin, they have a better Eitzah, David. The Eitzah is, don't let the Ktiris even out of Hektish's sight, which is my question. Take the Ktiris in the Beis HaMikdash, redeem it onto the money, instead of giving it to a worker making Tanoim, which I have no idea, it's Chinese to me what you're saying, but even if I would buy it, in China, let's say we're in Chinatown. I still don't understand why doesn't Hector just do that in-house? Take the Ketaris. You're so afraid it's going to go be used somewhere else. I'm not so afraid about that. If it's home, it's home. Let's say there is such a thing. So take the Ketaris in-house. Redeem it onto the money. You understand, Lazer? Redeem it onto the money. And finished. What's the problem? With the money that they were going to pay to the Uman. Now the Ktiris is regular Chulin. Right? And now transfer the Kedusha back from the Lishka onto the Ktiris. Do it in-house. Do this. Basically, that's what they're doing. What they're doing now is also doing it back and forth, but they're getting somebody else involved, and according to some of the wise men here, they're making conditions and Tanoim and Mises. What do they got to do? What's so difficult? Just in-house, do this. Just go like that. It's push it.
What are they giving the worker?
LMI, you're going to tell me, like I said, or, and then just give the worker. If they do it in-house, they could do it in-house and then reverse it. That's another shot. And or they could redeem the Ktiris. They could redeem the Ktiris. And like I said, either they could do it completely in-house, or they could take the Ktiris and give it to the worker. And make the fancy tonight, whatever you want, and then buy it back from the worker. I don't understand why we need this other process. Why do we need to mechalal the k'taris, then give the k'taris to the worker, and then buy it back? Either, if it's redeemable, just give it to the worker. If we want, like maybe this is what David's implying, we want to buy it back from the worker, because we want it to be bought with the Trumas HaLishka. Toises HaMilah is mashma like that. We want to make an act of purchase. You don't want to just make a transfer. We want to take the Lishka and buy with it. Okay? Possibly. So then you have my cash. So then just give him the k'taris. It'll turn into chulin just the way it turned into chulin that way. Make whatever tanai you want, however you like anyway. If you want a tanai, make a tanai. But you don't got to redeem it to make the tanai. If you hold it, giving it to worker with a tanai, so give it to worker with a tanai. You don't have to redeem it. It's going to become chulin by giving it to the worker. So the LMI, the only teretz we could say, is that it's not redeemable. K'taris is not redeemable because it has k'dushas haguf. If that's the case, so then you can't redeem it with money either. Money doesn't have any more of a koyach to redeem, doesn't have any more redeeming power than the schar uman does. Now, if it has k'dushas haguf, this is already a shaila the Gemara has here in Shavuos, that if it has k'dushas haguf, the Gemara points out here, that if it has Kedushas HaGuf, if you hold, let's say, when they made the K'taris inside, they used the Klisharis, and it actually had Kedushas HaGuf, right? So then it's not redeemable. How did they, that's a good kasha, how did they redeem it? So the Gemara asks this kasha. The Gemara says, how did they redeem it? The Gemara says like this, Lay Bezdin Masna Lehim. This is the Gemara in Shulis Daf Yudalot. In other words, if the Keturis had Kedushas HaGuf, how did they redeem it back? Right? They had to make a new thing. Normally Kedushas HaGuf is not redeemable. Bezdin makes like a Tanai from the beginning, from the onset, that the leftover Keturis sort of gets downgraded and is redeemable. If that's the case, if it's redeemable, so then, anyway, you have to come on to being redeemable through an outside process, Lev Bezdin Masna. So let them do it through the Schar Uman. Let them do it again the same way, just like the money is getting redeemed. Basically, just like the money is getting redeemed, let the Keturis get redeemed. It seems from our sugya, without a question, that there's one type of redemption that's through money, and there's another type of redemption that's through giving the Schar Umna. And it's a different kind of redemption. And even though Bezdin was Masna, that you could redeem Keturis, because if Bezdin wouldn't have done that, it wouldn't have been redeemable, they couldn't allow the Malacha to be used, they had to use money. But why? It should be exactly the same Lamdas. Okay, so you could say it's an old Rabbonim, there's no real Svara to it. You could say that. So I want to tell you a Pashat the Svara. In the Sugi here in Shavuos, where the Gemara talks about whether it's Mischal or Avoida, the Gemara brings down a Machlekes. Tektish is Mischal or Avoida. Maktish Nechosev of Akiva says, Yotzu Amois Lechulin. It goes out l'chulin because hektish is mischal avoida, and Benazai says ain hektish mischal avoida. That's Benazai is a shita. Now, this is in the way we hold that hektish is mischal avoida. The Gemara here doesn't explain what is the lomdus of hektish mischal avoida. So I want to explain to you what I think could be the pshat. When we were learning Tmura, if you remember, we broke up Hektish to three categories. Instead of just being Kedushas HaGuf and Kedushas Domim, we broke it up to three categories. One is Kedushas HaGuf. That's Pashut. You make something into an Oila, you make it into a Shlomim. That's what it is, Kedushas HaGuf. Then you have something which has Kedushas Domim. Domim, Stam Kedushas Domim, we brought a Raya, if you remember, from the Ritva and Chulin by Shiloh HaKan, that if Kedushas Domim is almost like a lien, It's almost like the object doesn't have kedusha. It just has to be used for monetarily for hekdesh. The Gemara talks about shiluch hakan by hekotshim. And the Gemara, we had a writ for there in Chulin, if the birds ran away, if you remember, the gizbirds miyayish from them, so then it becomes chulin. So it's the kasha. What do you mean? How does it become chulin? It's kedusha. So we brought a writ for there that the writ for explains that kedusha's domim is when I give hekdesh, let's say I'm makdish the recorder to hekdesh, what I'm really doing is I'm giving hekdesh a lien on this object. And that's why the original owner is still called a shtickle bala boss. Right, when the original owner redeems it, he has to add a chaymish. Somebody, how is he connected? This is hektish now. There's no owner. The teretz is, he gave over like a lien on this. So really, hektish has only a monetary interest on this object. It's not inherently. But then we said there's another category. Kedushas domim that's chal on the goof. Like you have, let's say, a behemoth that, let's say, had kedushas on goof, became a balmum. So that's not just a lien. That is kedusha. That's inherent kedusha, but it doesn't have kedusha zaguf because it's not roy for a carbon. It got a mum. But now inherently, this thing is an oiler on a lower level.
Like the cable oiler.
Exactly. That's what we spoke about. Like the cable oiler. It has like a kedusha, an inherent kedusha. It doesn't go up to the level of kedusha zaguf because it can't be put on the mizbeach, but it's inherently an oiler ledomo. So I want to suggest, now let's keep that in mind, now let's go over to Hektish Mischal Al Avoida. How does this work, Hektish Mischal Al Avoida? How does it work? So one way to look at it is the way I explained it. The way I explained it, then we're left in our sugi with just a big problem. One way to explain it is that the guy comes, he takes a piece of wood, you gave the guy raw wood, and now he created this beautiful, beautiful rail and column, and since the wood went from being worth, you gave him $50 worth of wood, now it's worth $500. So he's a partner, just like if he did it for somebody else. He's a partner in what he did, what he created. And umen kaina b'shevach kli. He's a partner in what he created. That's one way to learn. If you learn that way, then there's very real money here. There's money here that belongs to the worker, kilu. And now that is used. The hektish is mishalal on that. The money that you're paying the worker is really not going to the worker and becoming chulin. The money's kedusha is being transferred onto the railing. Right? And he, the money is smel chulin. The hektish, literally, the hektish has where to go. That's what I'm trying to tell you. The hektish has some place to go to. Where does it go? Hektish can't just dissipate. It goes to that improvement that he created, which is his. It's his, it's not really hektish. That improvement, that's what it is. That's, I would say, the simplistic way to learn hektish mischal al avoida. But on a deeper level, you could say, as I began to say what I think Benazai is saying, is that by hektish you don't have that concept. By chulin you could become a partner with somebody. By the fact that I took your material and I increased its value by my creativity, so that creativity is mine. Just like we spoke about, some achronim hold that, and we even brought Rishonim all that way, the intellectual creativity is also owned. That was the whole shiloh with, if they're stealing on intellectual property, right? Because it's your creation. Rav Shimon Shkop, Zecher Tzadik Levrach, in the Shiurim in Bava Kama, he says that when he talks about how does a person own a boyer, how does he own a boyer? See, he Rav Shimon Shkop, it's interesting, the poskim don't quote him. He's giving a lumda shashir and bava kama. But over there he says, just like, he says, what do you own by a bor? You make a bor and it's just a rabbin. The Gemara says, it's yours. It's any b'shusa. It's like it's b'shusa. So if Shimon Shkop says, there's such a thing called owning anything, something that you create, you own it because you created it. Vizek of Shimon. And he says, just like you see that intellectual creativity is definitely yours, like he takes on for the portion, intellectual property you own, even though it's not a dover sheyesh by mamish, you own it. He says, same thing, if you make a ball, you own the ball. It's your creation. Even though you don't own the mass, the land that you don't own, but you have a... So, you could potentially say that that's only by a chulin. You can't become a partner by hektish. So when you build a rail, it's true if you came to Radinsky and you built a rail, You could say that until Radinsky buys you out, pays you out, it's like you have a right. You became a shtickle shutif there by Radinsky. Because Radinsky's property is up for partnership. But Hekdish, you could say that doesn't work that way. So if it doesn't work that way, how does the Hekdish, how does the money go out l'chum? So I want to suggest such an idea to you. Really, by Me'ila, we learned this a lot in Maseches Me'ila, when you take something out of Rishus Hekdish, that alone makes it chum. Even if you did it be'isr. If I took Hekdish money, and I paid my worker with it, I'm a gizbo, right? And I took Hekdish money, and I paid my worker, be'isr. I have a guy, he made a pool for me. I paid him $100,000 from Hekdish money. It was pure gneiva. Becomes chul in the money. Remember we had that. Hekdish is mischala, right? Oh, so really the transfer makes it chul. Transfer. But normally it's usher to do that. You can't go and do, that's me'ila. That's precisely me'ila. That's gezel. But by the worker it's different. Because since Hekdish owes the worker $100,000, so when the worker comes to get his $100,000 from Hekdish, that's not stealing. Because he has a right of $100,000 worth of Hekdish. So the reason why the worker could collect it is because there's no me'ila for him to collect it. Because there's no gzela for him to collect it, because Hekdish owes him the money. Once Hekdish owes him the money, so he has a right to take it, now it becomes chulin because it went out of Rishus Hekdish. Exactly. No, so that's how it's mischala. It does become chulin. It does become chulin. But the way it becomes chulin, it's because of the avoida. It's because of the avoida. It's not on the actual rail. Because of the avoida, the worker has a right to go and do that. Now you could say very poshut. That's all fine if the only issue we have here is there's a lien on this. Is a monetary lien. This is Kedusha's Domim, and Hekdish has monetary interest on this. But so long that this object has inherent Kedusha, not Kedusha's Aguf, but even Kedusha's Domim, but inherent, like Teres, okay? Like Teres, which was Miskadish. So now you need to transfer the Kedusha. It's not enough to say, well, there's no Me'ila. You can't just say there's no, by money, it's enough to say, you know what? There's no me'ila. There's no me'ila. Because since he's taking it because it's owed to him, so he's not stealing. Now that he's not stealing because of the avoida, so now at me'ila, it's fine, it becomes chulun. Here we have a different problem. The problem is that this thing doesn't just have a lien on it. This thing inherently was k'toris. See, even though it definitely got downgraded now to something which is redeemable, but you need a redemption. It's not enough just for you to say, there's no me'ila. We know me'ila. I have to redeem it. And that's why you need a redemption process. So if Hekdish is mischala l'avoda, the way I explained it originally, then it makes no sense. So let the Kedusha of the Keteris go onto the rail and give him the Keteris. Then my pshat won't work. But if you learn that Hekdish is mischala l'avoda means that because the person works for Hekdish, he has a right. He has a right. He's not stealing from Hekdish by taking Mois Hekdish. And then the mele it's chum. Then he could use the money because it's chum. That will not work by something which has more than a lien. Because something that has more than a lien, you need to remove the Kedusha. And you have nothing to put it onto. See, the reason why we had this problem to begin with is we're understanding that the Kedusha actually gets transferred onto the work. Then I don't hear it, then I have no pshat in this. Then it's exactly the same. There's no difference between putting the Kedusha on the work or putting the Kedusha on the money. What's the difference? But if we learn this way, that Hekdish Mischal al Avoida means really that the work gives him the right to be able to collect this money, and once he collects the money, now it turns into chum. Good, that's only if the only block and the only prohibition of him taking this money is because there's me'ila. So I got around the me'ila process. Hekdish mischal al avoida. But if there's actual, I have to get the Kedusha off the money, I didn't get the Kedusha off the money. What? So that's all I would say is the pshat here in the sugya, that hekdesh mischal al avoda works in that way. And I have a ragachov and say for a pal base. Let me just bring it up, which clearly is mashma like that. Here, I'll just read you a lashon of the Ragachov. The Ragachov says like this. You know, there's a din that a worker, when you hire a worker, he's allowed to eat from the fruit that he's working with. Right, like l'sachsam shobadisha, same thing on a poem. He can. So if you hire somebody to cut your grapes, he can eat the grapes. Okay, and that's by all harvesting. Any the worker has a right to eat. So the Ragachov says we find there's a special pasuk that by hektish, a worker can't do that. So if a guy is harvesting a hektish field, he's not allowed to eat as he works. So the Ragachov says, what do you mean? Of course not. What do you need a pasuk? What do you need a pasuk for? It's milah. What right does the worker have to eat from hekdesh? So listen what he says. He says, "Ilulei a pasuk," says the Ragachov. If not for the pasuk, "Hoyapoyel rashai lecho beis avidosoi." Why? The aim by mishum gezel. He's not stealing. Fascinating Ragachov. So the Ragachov is saying that when I go to something which only has Kedusha's Damim by Hekdesh, I don't have to deal with Mila. All I have to deal with, do I have a right? Once I have a right, there's no Mila. Once I have a right, there's no Mila. So the worker comes to Hekdesh, he says, guys, you owe me $100,000. So now me taking $100,000 from Hekdesh is not stealing. Now, once it's not stealing, it's gone. So he doesn't need redemption. That's the vault. You don't need redemption. The reason why an Uman could take Schoroi is because he doesn't need a pigeon. He just needs to create a setting that something is owed to him. Now it's not Gzela. Once it's not Gzela, it's not Mila. Once it's not Mila, so there was a kosher transfer of this. Now it's chum. That's by anything. Not by anything, except for something like an oila, which that got a mum, or in a cable oila, or moisa k'toyrus. Something which, if the reason why you're not allowed to use it is not just because there's a lien, so now I have another thing to contend with. It's not just enough for me to say, well, I'm not stealing. Now I have to say, well, I took the kedusha off. Oh, so here you have to come on to the moist. So that's the redemption process. In other words, if in fact the only reason why I had this problem to begin with is I was learning hekdesh mischal al malacha literal, which is the way you would read the words, is that the hekdesh goes on to the work. Then I have no pshat. What's the difference between hekdesh going on to the work or hekdesh going on to the money? It's the same thing. It's oto davar. There's no difference. The teretz is, even by hekdesh mischal al avoda, it's not really a pidyon. It's a schus. It's not a pidyon. It's a schus. How is it actually mischal? Because hekdesh owes me the money. And I have a right to take it. So now when I take it, it's not gzela. It's not gzela, so I don't have yisur mila. Mamish like the Ragachov is learning poil. Just like the Ragachov is saying, that if not for a pasuk, a poyel would be allowed to go to a field and by hekdesh and eat from the field, and he won't be over mila. It's the same thing. Mischal avod is the same idea. Okay, stop.